VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. Senior Trump administration officials are due to brief members of Congress in closed-door sessions Tuesday, as tensions between the United States and Iran have been escalating. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The U.S. military has been looking into the possibility that Iran was behind a reported attack on May 12th on four commercial vessels off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. On Sunday, a rocket believed to have been fired from eastern Baghdad, a stronghold for Iran-backed Shiite militias, landed near the U.S. Embassy in the Iraqi capital. President Trump told reporters Monday the U.S. will respond with great force if necessary, but he also held out the prospect of negotiations.
If they called, we would certainly negotiate, but that's going to be up to them. I'd only want them to call if they're ready.
Top national security advisors will be briefing members of Congress on the Iran situation today. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Among those going to Capitol Hill are Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford. Former White House counsel Don McGahn is expected to defy a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee to discuss Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The founder of Chinese telecom giant Huawei is dismissing the decision by the United States to blacklist the company on the grounds it poses a threat to U.S. national security. Ren Zhengfei said the Trump administration's actions underestimate his company's true capabilities to continue operating and developing the next generation of mobile technology, commonly referred to as 5G. Last week's order would curb the future transfer of hardware, software, and services to Huawei. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A sit-in protest in Khartoum, Sudan, continued on Tuesday as ruling generals and protesters behind demonstrations that drove Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir from power failed to strike a deal. The latest round of negotiations took place Monday night. The generals and the protesters are divided on what role the military should have in the transition to civilian rule. The military forced al-Bashir from office last month and has since jailed him. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is officially declared the winner of last month's presidential election that international observers say was free and fair. The election committee announced early Tuesday that Widodo received 55% of the vote, beating out former Army General Prabowo Subianto, who received 44.5% of the vote. Widodo said at a news conference Tuesday,
"Setelah dilantik di bulan Oktober nanti, kami adalah presiden dan wakil presiden seluruh rakyat Indonesia."
"We are 100% leader and protector of the Indonesian people. We will be working hard to bring social justice for all Indonesians." Tens of thousands of police officers and soldiers were on high alert in Jakarta, the capital, anticipating protests from Subianto's supporters. Authorities in New Zealand are filing terrorism charges against a self-avowed white supremacist who killed 51 worshippers at two Christchurch mosques back in March. The single charge filed Tuesday against Australian Brenton Tarrant is the first of its kind under New Zealand's Terrorism Suppression Act. Prosecutors are also charging him with an additional count of murder over a worshipper who died in the hospital earlier this month, along with two additional counts of attempted murder, bringing the total number of dead to 40. His next court date is June 14th. Sweden issued Monday a formal request to detain WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who is currently jailed in Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A Swedish prosecutor says if the court decides to detain Assange on probable cause suspected for rape, a European arrest warrant will be issued. The development sets up a possible future tug of war between Sweden and the US over any extradition of Assange from Britain. In that eventuality, British authorities will have to decide any conflict between a European arrest warrant and the US extradition request for Assange. Charles de Ledesma, London.
We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.